Todd Furman, our man in Vegas, helped set the lines out there. Big weekend coming up, obviously. Todd, how are things in Vegas?
Things are crazy out here, getting geared up for the playoffs. But after reading Clay's account of what it was like to be down in New Orleans for the national championship, I don't think Vegas comes anywhere close to comparing to that.
I don't know. I mean, there was an NBA All-Star game a few years ago where things got a little lively.
That's a good point, and little to say, I don't think we'll be welcoming that fine event back to our city anytime soon.
No, seriously?
You know what? The reports were it didn't exactly bring in the crowd that we were looking for out here, and it created a very unique dynamic for Las Vegas. So I don't think the NBA is in a hurry to run back here, and I don't think our mayor is in a hurry to invite the NBA back either.
Before we get to these games this weekend, I'm curious from your perspective. I mean, you live there, you work in the business, all that. Will Vegas end up with a professional sports franchise?
The most likely sports franchise for us to get would probably be an NHL team. The biggest thing about this is, could we find a way to sustain a team? I mean, you're talking about a metropolitan market out here of a little over 2 million. So I'm not sure it's a great market. And of course, we'd love to have NFL, but gambling gets in the way of that. NBA-wise, I don't really see that happening. But who knows, the way things have gone with the Rebels and getting another big signing in Kem Birch to commit under the Dave Rice era, I mean, we may have a pro-caliber team out here in the college ranks in no time.
Give us a sense on these NFL lines. We got four big games coming up this weekend. Obviously, college football is now over. What are you seeing in terms of movement? Who are you liking? Who are you disliking? Who are the sharpest liking? I mean, just kind of give us a ride here for what's going on out there in terms of the markets.
Sure. We can start with the first game, and we'll go through them in chronological order. The Saints and 49ers, very interesting game. You look at the Saints, who have not traveled all that well in their franchise's history, 0-4, I believe, straight up in road playoff games. Their one road game they've played since the middle of October was actually in your guys' backyard when they took on the Titans. The offense looked out of sync, only mustered 22 points. San Francisco, I don't think they're getting enough respect. I mean, this is a team who's got a top-five caliber defense. You give Jim Harbaugh a week to prepare. I think there's a ton of value in San Francisco, especially catching 3.5 points in their own building. And it would not surprise me, boys, if the field was reminiscent of Notre Dame-USC, a little soggy, a little slower track to try and negate some of the Saints' advantage. The second game take a look at is Denver-New England. This number, exactly where it should be, given that the Patriots were a 7.5-point favorite the first time these two teams met. You take away 3 points for Denver's home field, makes it 10.5, add 3 points to that number for Gillette, and the Patriots are priced appropriately. I don't know if Denver has enough offense to compete, but at the same time, if it wasn't for turnovers the first meeting, game was a lot more competitive than people think.
Were you in the sports book when the whole Tebow Steelers thing went down? And I'm curious to know what the atmosphere was like there.
It was more stunned silence than anything else. I don't think anybody believed Tebow could complete an 80-yard touchdown pass in the first place. So it was more stunned silence. I know from the bookmaking side of things, it was our biggest decision of the weekend and really put a nice ribbon on top of what was a pretty good wild card weekend for us.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brent. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, Blaine and I were talking last week. The Giants seem to be playing with as much confidence as anyone. I mean, Brandon Jacobs saying before last weekend's game against the Falcons, I wouldn't want to play us. It feels like 2007. What do you think about the Giants and the Packers?
This is one of the more interesting games of the weekend, and while I said that Denver-New England created a fair line, this game is anything but. I think you look at this game, and you realize these two teams met in early December. The Giants were 7-point dogs playing in their own building. So now they're only catching 7.5 going on the road, and the value firmly shifts to Green Bay, laying a shortened number. It's almost like the luster has worn off of this team over the past couple weeks, and an interesting trend to go along with this game. The NFC's number one seed has won 19 of its last 21 divisional playoff games, 15-6 against the number, and that even gets better, 9-1 against the spread if the wild card team they're facing comes in off of a win by 13 or more points. I think an awful lot of value on the Packers. I know we'll need Green Bay because the betting public is firmly entrenched in the Giants' corner.
All right, Todd. Well, I'm going to jump to, college basketball. And, the game of interest here, I would think, is Kentucky versus Tennessee on Saturday. What's it looking like there?
This game, gets awfully interesting considering Tennessee had that nice win against Florida. You're probably looking at a number with Kentucky in that 9, 9.5-point range. But this is a Vols team who's steadily improved. I'm not going to call them in the upper echelon of the SEC, but they've always been home underdogs, especially in conference. And when you talk about a rivalry game, I think Tennessee will warrant a long look from some of the professional bettors if they can get enough points in this game.
All right, what about Georgia Vanderbilt?
Georgia Vanderbilt, a little trickier game. Commodores finally rounding into shape.
Yeah,
impressive effort yesterday going into Columbia and shooting lights out. I mean, this is a Georgia Bulldog team who struggles to score the basketball, not a lot of athletes. I think Vanderbilt, you know, will open up in that 17 to 18 point favorite range.
You have any odds on who will make the Final Four or Sweet 16 or anything like that going on yet?
No Final Four, Sweet 16, just to win the national title. The team that we've seen the most movement lately in the negative direction has been Wisconsin. Amid their skid, they've really plummeted. Yeah. Been pretty impressed with Baylor, especially given the way they came back last night. Although watching Frank Martin's post-game comments, I'm not sure how anybody would want to go play for him in Manhattan, Kansas.
Todd Furman, our man in Vegas, Caesars Entertainment. Todd, where's most of the money going? The four NFL games this weekend, what are you seeing the most action?
We're actually seeing a large amount of money come in on the Saints. I mean, they've been lining people's wallets throughout the course of the regular season, and there's no reason for people to veer from that approach. I mean, obviously, as a bookmaker, there's certain dogs you like to have going for you. San Francisco was one of them this weekend, and I really think that the public will be on the wrong side of this decision the same way they were with Pittsburgh a week ago.
Also, you think the 49ers will probably win? Because I really think the 49ers have a great shot of winning.
It's always tough with that 3.5
because
line.
Because last week, all four home teams won, so do you have that same, you know, odds going on this week?
I believe that the four home teams will get through. I'm not sure all four will cover. I think the team that may need to be on upset alert, you hate to say it because they're the biggest favorite out there, I think the Patriots. And this is a Denver team now playing with house money. I really believe that if they can get to Tom Brady, you know, they can make his life difficult. And despite the benefits we bestow on Bill Belichick as one of the best coaches in the league, his numbers against the spread and in the playoffs the last couple of years, not all that impressive.
Wow, shocking.
If you see Floyd Mayweather walking around out there, take a note as to what he's doing and shoot me a text.
I'll have to keep tabs on it, but the fact that they're talking about him fighting Orlando Guerrero in early May, I think I might present a better challenge for Floyd than Guerrero would.
Well, he called Pacquiao out on Twitter.
Yeah, for May 5th.
He did, knowing full well that this fight wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
The bottom line is it'll take him 2.5, 3 months to hash out a contract. And the thing is, for us out here in Vegas, we don't have a venue big enough to accommodate that type of fight, so it'd have to be some special provisions made.
Oh, wow. He still has to go to jail, right?
To fight here.
Yeah, he's going to jail in June.
So we'll see how long. I'll set the over-under to 2.5 years before Floyd sets his foot in jail.
How does the process work when you make like a $400,000 bet? That's what he's been betting and showing his bet tickets on. If somebody walked up to your window and said, okay, I want 400K on, didn't he bet, like, what was the ridiculous halftime, like Georgia Tech? What
game did he's played some big numbers. I think the one ticket he tweeted out was Wisconsin for the second half and the Rose Bowl. The thing is about it, there are big bets that are made all over town. Special arrangements need to be made, and Floyd commands an awful lot of attention. So it's as much publicity for him and the casino that he works with as anything else. I mean, we do extend six-figure limits to a lot of our casino customers. They just like to be a little more discreet instead of tweeting out all right. Of their wagers.
Now, tell us this, though. He talked about, you know, he's doing halftime and probably little quarter bets. Is that a guy who's probably betting all the time and probably losing more than winning?
Floyd, I can tell you, they're not taking that action from him, knowing that he's a skilled sports gambler. And having spoken to people on the inside, I can tell you that he may only tweet out some of his tickets, but there are an awful lot of losers that he's using as souvenirs and good for nothing else.
What percentage of bets during the fourth quarter of talking about the year, fourth quarter of the year, are on football?
I would say, generally speaking, when you look at the month of November, the state figures that we saw, about 83% of all wagers placed throughout sportsbooks during the month of November were on football. So it really puts things in perspective. I know the NBA was dealing with their strike and everything else, but football is king out here. The only events that really come close to rivaling it would be the Kentucky Derby Saturday in May and also the first 4 days of the NCAA tournament.
Good stuff, Todd. Appreciate you, man.
Always appreciate it, guys. Enjoy the football this weekend.
Todd Furman, Caesars Entertainment. We'll be right back. Your phone calls next on 104.5 The Zone.